9 The Bomb. The Vegas Golden Knights can't find a win anywhere these days. They've run their losing streak on their home ice to 5 games now after falling to the Vancouver Canucks 3-1 last night. They'll try to right the ship tomorrow night against the Detroit Red Wings at the Fortress. Kudos to our Las Vegas Aces, who become the first WNBA team to sell out season tickets. The season tips off May 14th.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, no unexpected delays on our Valley freeways right now, but just off the Southwest Beltway, had a major problem overnight, a fatal accident. Has the Durango off-ramp still shut down as you come off of 215 westbound. Eastbound, not a problem, but leaving 215 westbound at Durango, not an option. So might want to go exit at Buffalo or go up to Sunset or Russell to exit 215 westbound for the better part of this morning drive. New Westside accident also being reported on the surface streets at Washington and Jones. Good-looking weekend in the Valley weather-wise. No rain is in the forecast. Clear, sunny skies. Temperatures topping out in the upper 60s today and tomorrow, and could see 70 degrees by Sunday. It's 52 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
State of the Union address last night by President Biden. It was absolutely incredible what happened last night. Mark Lauder is joining us, the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute, the former special assistant to President Trump, and he joins us now. Mark, it has been a long while. It's good to have you back on.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Kevin.
Let me ask you, what did you think of what happened last night? I just thought it was bizarre. It was surrealistic.
It was, I mean, it was angry. It was partisan and tone deaf. I mean, the number one issue facing America right now is illegal immigration. People are still worried about inflation and skyrocketing prices at the gas station, the grocery store. Heck, you can't go to a fast food restaurant, you know, without paying 15, 20 bucks for a Happy Meal. But he came out and led with Ukraine and how we need to give billions of dollars to Ukraine. Took him 40 minutes to get to the border crisis. I mean, he was talking about Snickers bars before he got to
the
border. I don't understand it. I just think he came off as being completely out of touch with, I think, what's really going on and people are talking about in their homes.
What did you think of the Lincoln-Riley moment? That to me was horrible. Horrible.
I mean, swing and a miss. You know, okay, great. You responded to the calls to say her name and then you botched it and called her Lincoln-Riley. I mean, are you thinking about college football? What's going on? I mean, you know, it just shows when he got off the prompter, you know, he was having problems. And so many people right now, and it's not just Lake and Riley. You know, there is an illegal immigrant who is accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl here in Virginia. There is a illegal immigrant who's accused of killing a 2-year-old in D.C., another sexual assault case of a young girl going up in Boston. Everywhere you look right now, there are stories about crime, illegal immigration, gang members coming across the southern border from Venezuela and many other places. And again, the biggest threat to our country is Ukraine, and it doesn't make any sense.
Do you get a sense of what the strategy is going to be for the Democrats? I mean, do you think they're going to go to the basement strategy again?
Well, they're going to try as much as they possibly can, but you know, their basic strategies, they've got nothing positive to run on. I mean, everything that Joe Biden has touched has turned into a disaster, and it's right out there for everyone to see. You know, again, the skyrocketing prices and the border and crime and war in Europe, war in the Middle East. There's nothing that he has done that's gotten better. It's all gotten worse. So they're going to try to distract you, and they're going to try to, you know, they're going to try to basically claim this whole threat to democracy thing, which is a bunch of BS, and they're going to try to distract you about how Donald Trump is so bad, but they're not going to actually try to defend their own record because they don't have a record to defend.
Do you get a sense of what the Trump strategy will be? I mean, we've got a long time between now and November 5th.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you can see it right now when you listen to the president. He is basically, you know, asking, you know, do you feel safer right now than you did when I was in the White House? Are things cheaper than they were when I was in the White House? Do you pay less at the gas pump? Did you have a secured border when I was in the White House? You don't have one now. I mean, I think every time you start asking these questions of do you feel safer? Are things more affordable? Can young people move out of their parents' house and get and afford rent, let alone buying their first home? And the answer on all of these questions is no, 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 no. You used to be able to. Well, why don't we go back to that? Because the policy worked.
Again, joining us, Mark Lotter, the Chief Communications Officer for the America First Policy Institute. What is the America First Policy Institute? Let our listeners know what you guys are up to.
Basically, it's a think tank that came out of the former Trump administration. All of the top people, we have 9 former cabinet officials. We had 20 White House senior staff, 50 senior administration officials. And we're basically preparing the way for the next America First administration, whether that's, you know, doing the non-sexy stuff, the white papers, the research projects, but then getting executive orders ready, getting legislation ready. And so when that next America First president comes in and he says, I want to do this, Well, we've got something on that for you. We're ready to go. And they'll make the call. They'll tell you what they're going to do. But we're going to have all that research, all the detailed work, the academic work. And a lot of the stuff that we didn't have, I was on the 2016 campaign as well. We didn't have that going into it when we were coming into office in 2017. I'll tell you, you know, if God willing, you know, we're ready to go on January 20th of 2025, so will the president.
What will the former president be doing? I know he had the big watch party on Tuesday night, but from now until, well, I guess the convention, what will the strategy be? Will there be rallies? Is he going to be rallying this weekend?
Well, obviously, I don't speak for the former president or his campaign, so I'm not 100. I know he's got a rally this weekend coming up. I'm not exactly sure where. I'd have to look that up. But you're going to see him out there. I mean, he's going to continue to rally the troops. He's going to make the case of the differences between what we have now going on in America and what we used to have and can have back again. I think you're going to see a lot of him out there in Nevada because Nevada is now a swing state. And, you know, a lot of the polling right now shows that President Trump is leading by a very good margin in Nevada. And so, you know, obviously want to keep moving that forward. He's also going to continue to build out his policy agenda for the next term. And as we get closer to that convention in July, you know, I think he'll name a running mate, and then it's off to the races and take the battle to its true opponent, which is Joe Biden.
I want to ask you, Katie Britt, I thought, was absolutely brilliant. Do you get a sense that she may be on a short list for vice president?
You know, I'm not sure. I know there's speculation about that. Luckily, we have so many great names out there. I mean, talk about a success story. You know, 42 years old, mother of two, you know, really has that ability to connect with people who are going through the same things that they are, whether it's, you know, dealing with putting groceries on the table and getting kids off to school and holding a job and all of those challenges. And why do we need the more challenges about fear of crime, fear of immigration, and fear of just making your paycheck stretch to the end of the month. So I definitely think she is a rising star. The one thing I will tell you, and having been through the Veep stakes back in 2016, every vice president candidate of either party fills a perceived need on behalf of the presidential campaign. It could be demographic. It could be geographic. It could be in a policy area. So as we bandy about these names, the one thing that we have to ask ourselves, and I know the Trump campaign will probably be doing that themselves, is what do they bring to the table where they can help us the most? And that's how that pick is made.
Do you get a sense of when that will be? Will that be like in the next 2 weeks? Will this be in the next 2 months? What?
Well, you know, I don't obviously know when he'll do it, but, you know, my assumption is going to be it'll be close to the campaign. Here's the one thing I'll tell you. Vice presidential candidates are not cheap because, you know, next thing you know, you've got to we flew around in a chartered 737. That costs, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. You have a staff that you have to bring on to support the vice president. You have to start building out events. And those events and those hotel ballrooms and all of that crowd building, that costs money. So what you want to do is do it closer to when the convention takes place, when you can start spending your general election money. And right now, you've got a bunch of great names out there. Let them get on television. Let them join you on stage. Let them do all those things. But it doesn't really cost you any money right now.
I love it.
You get them for free.
I am so excited because we are now in – we have just closed the book on the primary campaign. It is now on to the general election, November the 5th. And by the way, just from what you know, are you confident we will have a free and fair election come November 5th?
Boy, you know, they're trying everything they possibly can to rig it again. In fact, our place, the America First Policy Institute, we are actually filing a lawsuit next door to you in Arizona where the DNC is fighting back against us. We're doing the same thing in Pennsylvania where they are trying to basically rig the regulations and change the regulations so people can't keep an eye on what's going on at ballot boxes and weakening signature verification, all the kind of shenanigans they played in 2020. In some of these liberal swing states, they are trying to do it again, and we're actually taking them to court, and the Democratic National Committee is actually filing and asking to fight back. So that tells you we're over the target.
If folks want to know more about what you're up to at America First, where do they go?
AmericaFirstPolicy.com, A1 Policy on social media, or you can follow me, Mark, with a C, underscore Lotter, L-O-T-T-E-R, and we'll keep you up to date. It's going to be busy.
It's going to be real busy, Mark. Thanks so much. You're going to be smack dab in the middle of just about all of it. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Yeah, let's talk again soon.
There you go. Mark Lotter, the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute. These are all ex-Trump administration officials. I think Hogan Gidley is there, the former assistant press secretary. There are all kinds of folks that are involved in this thing. But we'll be keeping track of it as we go along. Mark Lotter joining us. Coming up, restoring integrity and trust in elections. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, one organization is taking it very, very seriously. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Plus, I'm going to let you hear the and let you judge the Lincoln-Riley moment for current President Joe Biden. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Leaving. Trading Made Easy offers 0 down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767, located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
At Meineke, doing car care right means transparency. So Meineke certified technicians perform a free digital e-inspection and send updated pictures, videos, and notes directly to your phone or email. When you can see what we see, that's Meineke transparency. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned and operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You're going to hear a lot about last night's State of the Union. The one thing that stuck with me was the what I call the Lincoln-Riley moment, where the president just absolutely zoned out. This was Joe Biden with Dana Perino and his Lincoln-Riley moment. Here it is.
You want to play Sound 11. This is the back and forth with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's wearing this shirt that says, say her name. Say Lincoln-Riley. You listen really closely. He says Lincoln-Riley, but he happens to be the USC football head coach. But take a listen to this exchange.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Yeah, okay, Dana, your thoughts on all that?
All right, so one, he was prepared for that moment. He knew it was coming, right? He got the name a little bit wrong. The line that I thought was a little bit strange is when he said, but how many people are being killed by illegals?
By legal.
Again, that part wasn't on prompter, but there's a couple of times that the Republicans took the bait on a couple of things. One was on Trump tax cuts. So I was talking about tax cuts, like, oh, I thought you wanted those tax cuts, right? I thought that was a little bit skillful. Mm-hmm. That was like one of the moments where I can say, oh, that was pretty good. And also on immigration. But I do think that this was a polarizing, divisive speech, and it was meant to be.
Indeed. That was Dana Perino last night, the post-speech portion of the program. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to break down the State of the Union address by the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump has just got to be salivating, thinking of a political campaign against Joe Biden, because Joe Biden gives them all kinds of fodder. Oh, this is it's going to get worse before it gets better. I just know it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll roll you into the weekend with a breakdown of everything we heard at the State of the Union. Friday edition, come hang.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855 551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Friday, so here's what I don't understand. President Biden is obviously having a very hard time governing, but millions of Americans do not seem to mind. If the country voted tomorrow for president, Mr. Biden would get more than 50 million votes. He would lose with that, but 50 million is a lot, as Donald Trump might say. And it is a specter of another Trump presidency that is Biden's strongest asset. Joe is not Don. But think about it for a moment. What kind of leader creates a disaster like the open border? Who does that? Even Warren Harding didn't do anything that foolhardy, and Warren was a dunce. And what kind of leader slaps onerous regulations on the fuel industry in the name of global warming, failing to understand that higher energy costs would ignite inflation, which is exactly what happened? Who does that? Not Herbert Hoover, as bad as he was with the Great Depression. He didn't start it. And what kind of a leader calls the Afghan withdrawal a complete success? Jimmy Carter didn't even come close to doing that, and his foreign policy was brutal. So for all you Biden voters, a simple request, please think about what the deuce you are doing. Back in a moment. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next hour, why is a nonprofit suing Clark County? We'll talk about that. Also, Katie Britt. You may not have heard of her. She's a first-term senator from the great state of Alabama. She is 40-some-odd years old, and she gave an incredible speech last night in the response to the State of the Union. I thought she was absolutely spellbinding. She was absolutely amazing. And we'll let you hear in her own words, describing the challenge that she and other families face around America. Stay with us. Lots more to do. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll be with you until 9 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
At nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and...